Good evening, church. My name is Ben, and I've been part of the Shofar family for about the last 6 years. In today's encouragement session, I would really like us to focus on spiritual encouragement. Let's be encouraged by the Word of God and focus on that. There are so many different ways of being encouraged emotionally. But I think most importantly is to be spiritually encouraged. Let us allow what we read in God's Word draw us closer to Him, because I think in that there's a lot of encouragement. If we realize just how vulnerable we are before God, in front of God, let us allow His Word to encourage us and let it draw us closer to Him, so that our knowledge of Him and our relationship with Him just keep on growing. Today, I want to focus on Acts 25, and I want to do so under the topic of the power of a clear conscience. I think the Western church and the Western culture is acutely aware of the power of a clear conscience, but often I think it is misdirected. We very well know the importance of having a clear conscience before man. It reminded me of an old story where the little boy coming back from home had to report to his dad that he was in trouble at school today. His dad asked him, "So, Gianni, what went wrong? What happened?" He said, "No, Dad, I actually needed a pencil, and I took one from the boy sitting next to me. So the teacher caught me and I was in big trouble." His dad's immediate response was, "But Gianni, how can you do that? You should have told me I can get some pencils from you for you at the office." So I think we are so acutely aware of having a clear conscience, but we don't really understand the full impact thereof. Looking at Acts 25, Paul is again being held captive on very serious charges. This time around, he's in Caesarea under the watch of Festus. And the Jewish leaders kept on looking for ways to kill him. In verse 7, we read the following. It says, "And they," this is the Jewish leaders, "brought many serious charges against him, but they could not prove them." Now, what is very interesting and that really captured my heart is reading this and looking at Paul's response. His response was a very simple one. In verse 10, we read where Paul says, "I have done nothing wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well." He was addressing Festus in this. Paul did not use any lofty arguments in his defense, very well knowing that there's a chance of him being killed. He didn't appoint any expensive lawyer. He didn't look for very academic ways of defending himself. He just kept to a very simple, "I have done nothing wrong." How important is that? How could he have said so with confidence, hoping that this mere statement would not only stop the persecution, but would prevent him from being killed? Reading through the chapters before Acts 25, starting even in chapter 23, Paul often makes reference to his clear conscience, and I'm going to read to us from Acts 23, verse 1. As an example, Paul says, "I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." Further, if we look in Acts 24, verse 16, we read, "So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God." What I see here is that the only thing that really mattered to Paul was how God viewed him. He was acutely aware of the fact that A clear conscience before God is what we need. If we do something wrong, it's very easy to hide it from our fellow men. We can hide it from our family. We can hide it from our friends. We can even hide it from our spouse. But can we really hide it from God? And at the end of the day, that is the only thing that really matters. How does God see us? How does God view our daily lives? Is it something that we live in honor of Him? Is it a life where we seek closeness in our relationship with Him? Or does this word perhaps make you feel somewhat vulnerable? If it does, it often made King David feel vulnerable, as we can read in Psalm 19, verse 13, where David cries out to God. He says, "Keep your servant also from willful sin. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression." So today's word is really one of having vulnerability before God. Let's draw clearer, closer to Him. If there's something that we know brings a divide between us and Him, let's repent of that and turn towards God. Another scripture that proves the importance of having a clear conscience is from 1 Peter 3 verse 16, where Peter writes, "Keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against you, against your good behavior in Christ, may be ashamed of their slander." So if we can stand before God with a clear conscience, doesn't matter what accusations the world bring against us, doesn't matter circumstances that the world might throw against us, we can be strong in God. We can be secured knowing that our relationship with God is strong. We can be vulnerable before Him, and we can draw closer to Him. Maybe you're watching this tonight and you think you've never made peace with God. Maybe it's the first time that you hear the fact that we have to live in harmony and in a clear conscience with God. Then I would like to encourage you to make use of this opportunity to repent of your sin. Ask God to forgive you. Come and stay in your heart and accept Him as your only Savior and salvation. So this is the challenge for us today, as I've already said, to let's stay open and vulnerable to God. Let's focus on His requirements. Let's not focus on what God, of what man is expecting of us, but let the only opinion that really matters to us be that of God's. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can be encouraged through reading your word. Thank you that your word draws us nearer to you. It doesn't accuse us. It draws us clearer, closer to you. And I pray that we will really be encouraged in our spirit through this word that you've shared with us today. And God, if there's anything that brings divide between us and you, may we repent of that and really turn to you, so that we will get to know you better, that we will get to live in your harmony more. And God, that the only thing that will matter to us in this world is the opinion that you have about us. Thank you, God. Thank you for being a wonderful Father and a God that really loves us. Amen.